Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And I'm an Atari. All right. I bleep you to this father ducking computer. I'll start there. I got no show, Jeff, so I can't handle the calls. It's not connected. I don't know what to tell you. They got B-Mitch's computer running off his old television. You want to just handle the calls? Because I got a giant bleep you to the computer. Toby tried. It did an update. I'm fighting with people on Twitter that think, I think the marketing team, like, everything is just bananas. Everything has gone bananas in the last couple seconds. How about this? Dwayne. We'll start with Dwayne via Twitter because I can read it. Bleep the lazy media that puts out a certain narrative without giving the whole story. All we heard was the four QBs were brought in for their visit and how crazy this process. Today we find out it's 20 brought in and at least two other teams have done this before. Lazy. That didn't happen on this program. I know that. We played Bill Belichick talking about it. So, Dwayne, hopefully you heard that. Shout out to Jeff trying to fix this. I really look forward to the draft being over. We shall see what happens. Jeff's now opening Microsoft Word. Is that the fix?
Word.
Toby, pod somebody up. Can you do it from there? Tell me who we're talking
to.
Yeah,
I got you. Let's go to Jupe in Gaithersburg.
Jupe! What's up, Jupe? Who you mad at? Man. It's been a good week till right now. Jupe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, JP, B-Mitch? How y'all fellas doing?
Good, brother. What's happening with you, man?
Hey, too much. Hey, JP, I'm sorry, but I got to bleep you, JP.
Uh-oh, what I do
the
now?
Other day, the other day, you was telling Jeff and B-Mitch the picture you getting out of the shower. You out of pocket for that, man. You can't be doing it, especially with all this Diddy shenanigans going on. It's not a good look, my guy.
I don't think it's necessarily fair to invoke Diddy in comparison. But thank you, Jupe. Appreciate the call, buddy. I did just get somebody just sent me. This is from Tino Ladobo on Twitter. Said, "Oh my God, can you believe that Jaden Daniels' agent liked this tweet?" He said he liked a tweet that said, "Mumbo wings are terrible. Why would you get ketchup all over your fries to go?" Shaking my head. So you never know, man. You never know. People are going nuts. Give me another one, Toby. Who we got?
Let's go to Alex in Ashburn.
Well, Alex, who you mad at, buddy?
Hey, man, I got to get bleep you to the breakfast lady at the hotel. I'm probably the only one that brings all seven of my spices, ketchup, mustard for me, for the eggs. She walks by and she looks at all my spices because the hotel only brought has the ketchup out. And she goes, that's very rude of you to hog all the spices. And so she takes the garlic, sage, mustard, and the cinnamon and goes hogs it and goes use it for herself. So I got to give a bleep you to her.
Hold on. I have a number of questions here, sir.
Was it your stuff from your house?
Yeah, it was all my stuff.
Well, you should have just told this my stuff from my house.
But no, there's a bigger. Let's zoom out a little bit here. I think we're getting lost. You go to hotels and you bring seven spices for hotel eggs?
Yeah, it makes the eggs way better.
What are the seven spices that you travel with, sir? You're like Marco Polo on the spice route.
Well, actually, you can ask Chris Russell. He can confirm this. Garlic, cinnamon, basil, sage, another sage. Of course, the mustard.
You bring two sages with you.
Oh, yeah. You sleep like a baby after. But anyway,
this is breakfast. Listen, that lady's clearly a bee. Sorry you had to deal with her. I am.
Baller. She's a baller.
I am just stunned that you travel to hotels that are serving eggs. And I've had generic hotel eggs. They're made out of powder. They don't taste very good. And you bring all these spices with you in, like, your carry-on luggage?
Chris Russell can confirm it, too. We went out to eat at an Old Ox Brewery in Ashburn one time. I brought all my stuff. He goes, what the hell is that? I said, it's all my stuff.
I got to say, for your behavior to be strange enough that it got Chris Russell's attention, that is strange behavior, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. In your life, would you think to pack spices with you?
I have packed spices to take to places before.
But you're cooking?
No, because I know the food is bland. And they don't. And when you ask for some extra seasoning, they bring you the stuff I don't like. So I bring my own.
I have to go to New York next week for work. I might bring some vodka, but I'm not bringing any, like, specific hot sauce or anything.
I've brought hot sauce, but I brought some. You'll get the little smaller can of some Tony's and bring that with you, because some places they only give you the stuff around here. You know, I learned not to say certain names because they may won't be a sponsor one day, and I don't want to knock them.
Wow. All right. I still have no idea who's calling, right, Jeff? I appreciate you trying to get this done. Would you like to say bleep you to the computer also?
Yes, bleep you to this computer, and I'm just going to leave it right there before I dig a hole that I can't bring myself out of.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. You've been doing a good job, and even though we don't have much support, both the boys are answering phone calls right now, people. So as soon as we get some clarity, we will bring your phone call to the radio waves. Toby, maybe put one of them on hold and tell me who to go to. Oh, boy, Brian. I'm fighting with somebody named Bill Beans 3.3 now. Yes, there is an Adam Peters press conference today at 2 o'clock. Everybody can listen to that. Damon, do we know if Grant and Danny are going to run Adam Peters yet?
I'll find out for you.
Okay, attaboy. Damon in Oxon Hill is on the line. Damon, who you mad at?
Good afternoon, sir. Hello?
How you doing, man? We got you.
Oh, yeah, I'm there. All right, good afternoon. I really didn't have a bleep you to when I called in, and I told Toby I'd have one, but I had to call in three times. So bleep you to whatever software or whoever makes the software that y'all using. I actually called in to wish my wife a happy birthday anniversary because today is her birthday.
But you called in on a bleep you.
Yeah. See, the thing is, she listened to Bleep You Thursday and then.
So you knew she'll be listening.
Well, she's not listening right now because she getting some spa treatment done, and she gonna be there for the next hour or so. And like, I love her, and she want that day to relax. So that's what the day is for.
You know what? What's your wife's name, Damon?
Shantae.
Damon is calling in to say happy anniversary. You said?
No, it's her birthday today.
Well, happy birthday. Take care. Have some fun at the thing. But we're going to bleep Damon for trying to be cheap on this thing. Like, they called it to the station. You should
man,
go buy her some more. You bought her a diamond today?
No, but diamond is her birthstone.
Oh, well, you should buy her a diamond.
Goodbye, cheap Damon. It's been real.
I'm not being cheap, man. That spa ain't cheap.
We just messing with you, dog. I hope she have a great day, man.
But yeah, we got some karaoke and dinner planned on for the night.
All right. So, there you go. What happens after dinner?
You could have took it to a concert, but you got to go to karaoke. Being cheap.
We're going to a concert this weekend. We're going to the Wu-Tang Redman, Devin the Dude Backyard Band concert at RFK.
All right, David, you're not cheap, man. You just
roll a big-ass blunt for that concert. All right, thank you, David. Jeff,
you.
Dealers, Jeff, you got to stay locked in when I can't add and drop the callers, please. Daniel, since you are here, maybe you can get this damn thing working.
That's what we was talking about.
Well, terrific.
We just going to make it work. We got JR and Fairfax right
What's
now.
Up, JR? What's happening, man?
Oh, man, ain't too much, though. Hey, B, I got to bleep you and your partner right there.
Why?
For not talking about none of the black college players that sign on somebody's draft board that might get drafted next week. What's going on with that?
What you mean, man? I mean, we've been talking about the people that's coming here. We don't just talk about people coming from every team.
Okay, no, but I'm talking about football. Ain't you a football man?
Yeah, but I don't just go around talking. I don't talk about every player because I really don't care what their names are until they get signed.
There are, sir, there are 7 rounds of 32 picks plus compensatory picks. So help me with the math, B. 7 times 32 is, I don't know, 250 or something? 224?
Something like that, yeah.
With the comp picks, another 30. Let's roughly say 250 dudes are about to get picked next week. I bet we've talked about maybe 20 of them. Like, you want us to just run through everybody that might get drafted?
I'm going to flip the script. What's the one you want to talk about? What school?
No, because I went to school, though, down in North Carolina Central. Now, I know they got some guys, though, that's down in that MEAC and that SWAC that's on somebody's draft board.
They might a lot of them aren't.
Give us the name. Give us the name that we're not mentioning that's so high on your list.
Then that guy named Richard, saying that's the quarterback that NCCU.
What's his name?
His last name is Richards.
You're locked in. You're so locked in on this dude, you don't even know his full name.
He hung up.
Okay.
All right. I'd love to discuss that.
I would love to have, but my whole thing is people have to understand, listen, I pull for the schools, but hell, I don't talk about the people coming out of my college. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I still think it's crazy that dude travels with 7 spices.
Hey, that man wants his food to taste a certain way, man.
Clearly. Zeke is in D.C. Zeke, who you mad at?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Zeke?
What's up, Zeke?
Oh, man, that was quick. I just. Hey, guys, love your show.
Thank you.
But then I just want to, I got to bleep you to all the local radio stations that all we focus on, I know the quarterback is important, but we're going to pick Daniels at 2. That's just common sense. But I'm bleeping you because I want to know about, what are some of the other prospects that come here? Like, are we going to get a lineman or another receiver? What are the prospects? I just want to hear more details about, we have 9 other picks, and I just hear it all about quarterback. But I know we're going to get Jaden.
But we talked about we need an offensive line. We just talked about it earlier today, possibly moving from the 2 spots in the top of the second, move back into the first to try and draft the lineman. JP named the lineman. He named the lineman from Georgia.
I like the big kid Mims from Georgia.
And my thing is that I only hear about 1 or 2. I'm sure there are like 10, 20 linemen that can we analyze the lineman like we do the quarterback.
But see, that's the thing about it. We won't be analyzing the linemen. I damn sure won't be. I'm gonna just tell you that straight up, because
it's such a crapshoot.
I'm not gonna sit up here and analyze the linemen that I might like, and the team may not even be looking at them. So when they start mentioning names and we start getting that information, we'll bring up somebody like that. But for me, just to name all the linemen and say, "What did they pick this person?" I'm not one that gets on the radio and lie to y'all talking about how much film I watch, and who I know, because we don't know. I'm not a social media dude to watch everything somebody else posts. But when I tell you, whenever you hear me say I watch film, I watched it. So that's why you don't hear me doing it all the time. Jay don't do it a lot of time as well, but you get a lot of people lying to you. Like, yeah, when I looked at film, when they looked at TV, they ain't looking at no damn film. Watching film is totally different than watching highlights.
Thank you. Now, Jeff, it's my understanding you have a bleep you, sir.
Yes, my bleep you goes to everybody who has something against the media in this area, who just be spewing crazy things. Like, come on now. That last caller said we didn't talk about. I can pull up show sheets where we have talked about what to do with pick 36 or what to do with this or in this round or what do you see the team? What do you want to see the team? We have talked about this. Please stop calling into the station trying to make it seem like we're not on our P's and Q's when we are. If you didn't listen, just say you didn't listen. But don't come up, don't call our station, talk about you should do this, you should do that, and it's already been done.
You know,
that's all I got
to
say.
I do that, I want to find out where they work. I'm going to go sit right next to them, and I'm gonna sit there, and I'm going to complain and bleep every damn thing that they do.
I got to bleep you. Bleep the last 25 minutes of my life.
A lot has been going on in here. I don't think anybody's aware of, like, the technical struggles that just went down from 12:55 to 1:20. I think they're far from fixed, frankly. Toby, you all right? You going to make it? We got one more day, bro. Yeah,
we're all good. We're all good.
I
want some electrolytes?
People that think I have an agenda, I have zero agenda, man. I want to get through next Thursday night.
I'm going to defend you. He doesn't have an agenda because he don't know what's going on in his own life from one minute to the next. Believe me.
Yo, like, people think I have some sway in the quarterback they're going to draft?
Hey, listen.
What planet are we on?
This is what I get all the time. Man, I know you know what's going to happen. What makes you think I'm sitting in some damn meeting with these people?
Here's what I know is going to happen. I got to get to Ashburn in 39 minutes from downtown D.C. I'm going to ask Adam Peters some of these questions y'all want to hear. Peter Rosenberg joins the program next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 18 years old, the president in D.C., first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Mr. Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Let's jump right to the the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland, so don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Jump right now to New York. Talk to our friend, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. What's up, Pete? How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, a little overnight scenario?
Hey,
doing good.
Hey, Jeff has been go-going the whole day, so it's been real good. But, you know JP what? Just left right before he came on your segment.
What is going on? He went on vacation again?
Well, he's trying to get out to the park today. At first he wanted to do the show from there, but they have a lot of construction going on, so he couldn't do it. So he came in and he got out a little early so he could try to get out there for Adam Peters' press conference. And It seems in this town, Pete, I don't know how you feel about it, but they had 20 people come in. Everyone is just saying they brought in 4 quarterbacks. They brought in 20 people, and then they had like a team building thing at our Top Golf. And Everybody thinks something's wrong with it when Bill Belichick said he did it in New England, and they won what? They went to 10 Super Bowls? Enough said right there. San Francisco was doing it, and they've been in Super Bowls. Washington is doing it now, and everybody's complaining. Your thoughts on that?
Wait, that they had an event at Top Golf?
They had an event with the prospects, and they had about 20 people go to there to go together. And people are like, well, it's different. It's weird. It's not normal. Well, normal hasn't gotten you any wins, so hell, let them try something else.
Wait, but with which prospect?
It was the 4 quarterbacks and then like 16 other people.
And it's just like a hangout, get to know people?
Yeah. I think it's a way of trying to see. Listen, I've always felt this. When you have top-notch level people, when they're all together, they either show you how good they are and how much of a leader they are, or they shy the hell away. I think it's a great move.
I take no issue with this. I think it's you're putting people in a situation where you could see how they handle life, what they act like, how they carry themselves. Plus, you're going to get to talk to them and, it's like having a little party. What's the difference of whether it's a dinner party at someone's house or, seeing how people interact together? I don't hate it. People are overthinking it, man.
See, this is the thing where you had Florio and he's like, you brought 4 quarterbacks there. Who cares? I mean, the ultimate thing is we complain about quarterbacks thinking they're more than others. Then what we do, we try to put them as in a position as if they're more than other people. So My thing is, I think having them all come together, you find out who's going to shy away from that. Because, listen, when I went to visit LSU, they had the 3 top quarterbacks in the state. I didn't shy away. I stepped up like, this is my stuff. You know what I mean? So either you go to fade or you go to blossom, and I think that's the ultimate thing about it.
Absolutely, I take no issue with it. People are going to overthink everything until we see people win, man. There has to be winning. Once we see this thing is working, listen, I get it. I can't give my fellow Commanders fans a hard time. I get why everyone's judging everything because everything's been wrong here for so long.
Uh-huh.
And the people they brought in, hopefully they turn out great, but they haven't proven anything yet. So I get it.
Yeah. I think right now it's like it's kind of hard. Like, you've had a girl for a long time. You just got married, so I probably shouldn't even be saying this to you. But you've asked about a long time. Then all of a sudden y'all break up and you get a new one. But you can't help it. Every once in a while you think back to how it used to be or what she used to say or do. And I think that's what it is. As bad as Dan was, people still judging everything that Josh and his crew is doing based off of what happened prior.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I get it. We've all been traumatized. All been traumatized. But we got to let these guys. This doesn't sound like anything. This is a big old nothing burger.
I felt the same way. But, my whole thing is quarterback has been the talk. But what's next? We mentioned offensive line. Okay, since we talked the first 2 picks, which pick you think they should go after getting a quarterback and getting an offensive lineman?
Where to go next?
Yeah. It could be offensive line again. Wouldn't make a difference.
Well, you know, that's an interesting one, right? I mean, how many holes do we consider ourselves to have at the offensive line? I think we probably need two at some point in this draft, right?
I would think so. I know left tackle is one that you want to look for. Lucas is there. I'm comfortable with him, but I don't know if he's the future. And I think ultimately what you want to do is look for somebody that's very athletic at that position that could probably be your future. Like, you know, I don't know if there's a Trent Williams in this draft, but you want some athletic dude that you feel could play 10, 15 years for you.
I remember Trent Williams. He's still playing really, really top-notch football.
Yeah, about 3,000 miles away from us.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. So yeah, I would think long and hard there. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Do you need to go get another big wide receiver? Is that a piece you need to add to? Obviously, this coming season, you know, you have a lot of expectations for Jahan Dotson to be who you think he could be. But again, he's 5'11", right? So even if you get the most out of Jahan Dotson, he's not giving you that. Deami Brown, we don't know what we're going to get with Deami Brown. He's 6'0". So we really, I think you mentioned that a couple weeks ago. I think that's on the table. I don't know. Can I ask you a question? How do you feel at tight end after Zach Ertz, who's going to be here for 1 year?
See, I think that for me, I look at that position because I think Zach Ertz was brought here to be kind of a liaison, because I learned a lot quicker from my teammates than I did from the actual coach. Because a teammate's going to give you those little quick shortcut ways of doing stuff and little things to remember. I look at both the tight end and the linebacker position because Wagner is here. Wagner is going to be here, what, year, two tops? You need somebody to be able to fill in once he's gone. You know, you have Jamin Davis. You don't know what he's really about. And they're coming close to where they're going to have to say, we're going to go with your five-year deal and your fifth-year option or not. So you need to have a linebacker here, too, who's ready to take that step when possibly Wagner is going out the door.
That's a great point. I mean, and how old is Wagner?
Wagner is 30. I mean, he's been in the league, 33? What, 12, 13 33? Years, something like that?
Yeah, he's got to be 33, 34.
But the dude still can play. He can still play.
No, he certainly can, but you're right. You got to get someone who will be the next guy, because to me, you are getting him. I mean, he was drafted in 2012. You got him to be a leader. You got him to be a teacher. Like, that is why he's there. So who is he going to then – who becomes your Mike linebacker down the line? It's an incredibly underrated, important position. How do you feel in the secondary at this point?
I think a secondary person could be drafted. You know, since they have two second round picks, I mean, I feel they can move back in the first and get an offensive tackle if they choose so. But if they don't, I think at that point, there's 2 second round picks. You could look at a cornerback in either one of those rounds. I think you don't have to necessarily get him in the first round, second round. People have found them in the third and fourth round. And if you got some, and there's some good guys out there, you find somebody a little bit later in the draft that may be somebody to step up for you, because you lost Kendall. You know what I mean? And I think people could say what they want about Kendall, but he was savvy and he knew how to play. And you don't know exactly what is going to happen with the young buck from last year. Is he going to step in?
That's the big – Forbes is the big question, yeah. Right? I think he has potential. We saw it early. We saw it late. The middle part of the season was very rough. But, yeah, we don't know. And so the only other name back there that you really feel good about is St. Juice. I don't hate thinking that way as well. I mean, listen, this is a weird team because they have a lot of pieces that you love, right? I mean, up and down. You look at Allen Armstrong, you feel great. I like Jamin Davis. You add Bobby Wagner. There's some nice pieces there. I think the secondary is taking a hit. Offensively, could be really good. You get the best version of Austin Ekeler. He can play. We all think B. Rob can play. And Rodriguez was a nice third back as well. The wide receivers, you saw things you like, but you're still not sure.
Yeah.
And then tight end is pretty wide open, right? And then obviously we don't know what we're doing at quarterback. So there's a lot of potential on this team, B. Mitch, and then also a lot of question marks. So there's so many ways and so many directions they could go in this draft. I was thinking about them yesterday because when you heard the Belichick news that he was interested and teams were not interested, and I thought about could he have – if somehow Belichick had taken over last year, would this team have been improved? And I don't think that Belichick's in a place to work with young quarterbacks anymore. Mm-hmm. To me, that feels like the ship has sailed. But it just got me to thinking about what this team is. And as dreadful as they were last year, you know, you look at a few games and you just think, man, if we weren't unmotivated, poorly coached, I thought we had the talent to win a bunch of those games that we lost, you know? So As you can tell, it's a quandary for me, B. Mitch. This is a – we are heading into the Wild West. It's going to be an exciting draft season. And really – until we start seeing football in September, it's going to be a lot of question marks between now and then.
Well, we have another week left, Peter, before the draft happens. And I'm just hoping everybody stays sane, me, you, and a lot of other people, because it's going to be a lot of BS going around. I'm going to say it just like that. And we got to know when to decipher and not jump on it. And the good stuff, talk about it. But things that people are just throwing out, don't let it stick. Keep moving.
Yeah, and guess what? You get to talk about a quarterback.
There you go. All right, man. Well, appreciate you giving us some time, Pete.
Hey, man, maybe one of these days we'll get JP on the show. You know what I mean?
We probably will. Take care of yourself, all right, man. Guys. All right, that's Peter Rosenberg joining us here on the B. Mitchell Finley Show. You want to follow Peter, go to Rosenberg Radio on X. You can follow him there. But, hey, everyone, it is Autism Acceptance Month, and we're making a difference together. So join me as I bike to the beach to support local autism organizations. Come out on Friday, August 2nd, and enjoy a 25, 50, 70, or 100-mile bike ride to Dewey Beach. Ride with me or donate to our team to help us hit our goal. This ride is designed for all riders, so bring your crew and help us raise money for autism awareness. Visit biketothebeach.org/bmitch to get involved and make an impact today. That's biketothebeach.org/bmitch. Let's do this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Yes, Grant and Danny will be running the presser from Adam Peters. So if you want to listen to that, make sure you tune in. I'm sure you all have a lot of questions out there. You won't be able to ask him, but you know you'll see if he answers your question. And hopefully he can answer some questions about the reason that they decided to take multiple people out. And I hope that can ease some people's pain, because we act really like that's going to make a difference in we winning or losing next year. And I think it's not going to make a difference. So I think we need to start focusing on the vitally important things more than letting the little things and letting people outside of this market get us a little up and in arms and agitated about things that don't make one bit of damn difference. You know, so there'll be some people making you think everything is making a big difference. But you know what? We have worried about stuff off the field, little things that not important for years now. And has it gotten us anywhere? No. Let's stop worrying about that. Put the pressure on them to pick the right players and develop them properly. If they can pick the right players and develop properly, it's all that matters. And then all of a sudden you'll start to see victories, because we can bring one quarterback in at a time. We can bring four of them at a time. If we don't win football games, it's going to be a damn problem. So the only thing that matters is winning games, which means players have to get better. Players have to be developed properly. You got to get the better level of players. The coaching staff have to make sure that they get their points across and everybody buy into it. If that starts happening, what we think outside of that building don't make a difference. And they don't care. If they're winning, then they don't care. If they're concerned about us, guess what that means? They're not winning. So I'm hoping that they're picking the right people, which I have a lot of faith in the fact that they're going to pick the right people and they're going to develop them. When I went over and met the people on that coaching staff, one thing I remember and I learned was that many of these guys have come from teams where they develop players properly. If that happens, we're okay. What are we going to do now? Find out who won last night. All right, Jeff, you're smiling. Are you happy? No, I think you might have won one and lost one, Jeff.
Nah, so I only took one bet last night.
No, you say you took a parlay.
Nah, not last night. It was the night before.
All right, name a team that you didn't take yesterday. You took a soccer game last night and a basketball game.
The basketball game was the day before when I took the Lakers. Last night I only took Bayern Munich, and that was it. And I laughed because I thought I was going to be able to catch y'all. But unfortunately, you and Toby both hit y'all parlays last night. So y'all both sitting at 3-1. I didn't even look to check JP's because he left early. So I gave him an automatic L.
Yeah, y'all did it to me. Yep, so, yeah.
So he's sitting at 2-1. And tonight, I'm taking the Kings money line and I'm taking the Miami Heat money line.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, Jeff.
Oh, well, thank y'all. See,
hey, next time, Toby, thank you, next Toby. Time, let him do it because it automatically loses.
Yeah, that's my bad.
And Toby.
Hey, hold on. You're taking the Miami Heat and they don't have Jimmy Butler? You're a fool, dude.
Like, y'all been calling me a fool every time I make a crazy pick, and it always happens. So I don't care.
Y'all
said it about the Texans.
I want to know that saying.
Y'all said it when
saying.
I said it.
That out of the what bet, which was my saying.
Yeah, I had to stop. All right, if that's the case. Ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
Give me the Giants beating the D-backs tonight.
Give me the Vegas Golden Knights -1.5, and give me the LA Kings -1.5.
Yeah, it's number two games playing tonight, Toby. We got to bet on the Diamondbacks or the Giants, and the Giants or the Marlins and the Cubs.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing going on tonight.
That's why I bet hockey.
I'll take the Cubs.
Okay, that's it? No parlay for you?
No, I don't need a parlay.
Now, we got to settle something, too.
What?
Toby does not understand that even though he made a pick, he's not going to be here tomorrow.
Well, he's going to get an automatic loss.
Exactly. But he's trying to refute.
Oh, no. But see, I think that's wrong because y'all got me with that. I made a pick, and then the next day, my team won, and y'all still gave me a loss trying to make yourself win.
You want me to tell you why that's crazy, B? Because that same thing happened to me. And
you were not here.
Yeah, no.
And tried to text something in,
B.
And it got in. We saw it later, so it doesn't matter.
That's not true. There has been times where I've made a pick and was here the day before, and because I wasn't here the next day, y'all gave me an L. And it caused me to lose the week 1 week, so I really remember.
You're going to be 3-2. I'm winning.
That's all right. Well, I'm cheering for the Marlins tonight, then.
Because I'm going to win her to hit first tomorrow for sure.
How you going to win?
I'm going to come back, baby.
You already down. You got two losses already.
Yeah, but
you're 1-2.
Yeah, if you lose tonight, I'll be three and two. Yeah, so I wouldn't lose. I'll tie with you.
But you won't.
Yeah, watch. That's all I say. Watch.
Won't wage it?
Nah, not on hockey.
A little scared?
Yeah, I ain't going. Well, hockey, yeah. That's.
I mean, it's like on all of them. You don't know nothing.
If the Yankees were playing, I would definitely do it.
You bet on the Yankees 3 times in a row, and they lost 3 times in a row.
Not true.
Well, they lost twice.
Okay, that's true.
You're not helping
them? But also, I called the Caps back-to-back confidently, and they did it. So
this is how I know he wasn't confident. How much money you put on it?
I mean, but I don't gamble on sports,
Jeff,
like that.
I think we all took the Caps to win back-to-back games to finish the year.
Yeah, dog.
That's not impressive.
Ain't nothing new.
Are we going to... You want me to run the audio back? Because I was the one who jumped out.
Neil Greenberg for joining us today. John Kime. Also, Peter Rosenberg, everybody that called in for Bleep Your Thursday, we appreciate it. Let's hope JP make it over there in time because we know he'll find something to mess him up and he won't be there in time. So, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow from 10 to 2. Make sure you join in. Be safe tonight. God bless you, and peace.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.